Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has slammed the corruption investigations against him, which may lead to his indictment ahead of the elections.
This evening, I exposed to you that during the investigations against me, I demanded a confrontation with the witnesses. I wanted to look them in the eyes and to blow the truth at them. I demanded a confrontation once and was rejected. I demanded a confrontation a second time, and I was rejected.
Who described the probe as a hunting trip, noting that there is a continuous pressure to put him on trial. He added that he is not afraid and has nothing to hide. Opposition figures criticize his remarks as a stunt. Netanyahu is under pressure over a series of corruption charges against him, but he has so far denied any wrongdoing. Israel's Attorney General will announce his decision on whether to indict the Prime Minister in the coming weeks. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, PAJU, joining us live from Montreal. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, do you think this, where will this whole indictment process lead us to, and will we see Netanyahu being able to continue his term or even take part in the next elections? Will this indictment have an effect on his political career?
Well, first of all, it depends on whether or not there's an indictment. It's recently in a trip abroad from Israel, Netanyahu stated that regardless of whether he was indicted, it would not stop him from running for election. Now, that statement was clearly aimed at Israel's Attorney General Mandelblit. What Netanyahu wants to do is increase pressure on him, try to push him into a corner in the hope that he will back down. As a matter of fact, it's rather surprising that Mr. Mandelblit keeps delaying the announcement of an indictment, which seems to indicate that he sees himself to be between a rock and a hard place. So, first of all, will there be an indictment? Does Mandelblit have the political will to go through with the indictment of Netanyahu? Contrary to what Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, it would appear that Israeli police have very solid evidence against him and his wife. And to some degree, he mirrors Donald Trump's attacks on the media in the United States, the whole Russiagate affair, where he also says it's a witch hunt, and he's called the media, the fake news media. It's a similar attempt on the part of Netanyahu to try to rally his base. Now the question of where this will all go if there is an indictment is really something that's up in the air, because it's a kind of a two-edged blade. An indictment could possibly cost Netanyahu the election, although at the present time polls show him being in the lead. On the other hand, it could also elicit a sympathy vote for him. And then there is the very potentially dangerous situation for the Palestinians, especially in Gaza, because in the past, when Netanyahu has been in political deep water, fighting for his political future, he invariably finds a pretext in order to attack Gaza as a means of solidifying his vote. I mean, this is an individual who will do everything he can to evoke paranoia in the Israeli public. And up to this point in time, he's been quite successful at it. This is, I think, why Palestinians in Gaza are justifiably worried about what could come in the ensuing weeks and months, because we can't put anything past Netanyahu. He's obviously steeped in corruption, and it's ridiculous for him to say that there's no basis for it. Were the Israeli police not absolutely confident in the evidence that they have against him, they would never have recommended that he be indicted in the first place. So it remains to see where all this will go. If, as I mentioned, Mandelbrot has the political will to go forward with an indictment, and if he does so, whether that indictment will result in a political defeat for Netanyahu, or whether it will result in a sympathy vote in his favor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bruce Katzko, president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, PAJU, joining us live from Montreal. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.